I was very confident about this roster, as I think most of the people in this room were, coming off an 11-5 season. Our defense was basically the same. Our offense was supposed to be better. We got off to a very poor start on offense. Our defense did not play as well as they could have, and then everybody got hurt. It's really been the perfect storm this year. Everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong so far this season, and it's just one of those things you have to live through and suck it up and make whatever changes you have to make and go on.
That's John Mara, the Giants co-owner. And as I hear his explanation, I'm thinking, well, why the hell are you firing all these people then? It falls into the "it happens" with maybe a couple of letters in front of it type of a season. I thought that the Giants were above getting caught up in the whimsies and the pitfalls of one bad year. I mean, really, why fire everybody when you have all of these perfectly good explanations for why your team sucks as bad as it does? It's not the coaching. It's not the general managing. It's just stuff happens. And this is a year where a bunch of stuff happens. See, I think now that I've had time to reflect and ponder, and I talked it through yesterday on the PFT PM podcast, which is a great opportunity to just kind of talk and think and think and talk. And some of the things I say are stupid, but hopefully less stupid than what I say during this program. I think that the decision to fire Jerry Reese along with Ben McAdoo, I think that ultimately comes from the fact that those two individuals failed to keep Mara and his partner Steve Tisch from looking bad. They failed to keep them from making a mistake. And when the topic came up of what to do about Eli Manning, the people they trust, the experts they've hired to run their football operation, failed them because neither McAdoo nor Reese, and I think Reese got fired ultimately because he just sat back and let it all unfold. McAdoo and Reese failed to protect Mara and Tisch from themselves, plain and simple. And that's one of the biggest challenges of serving a billionaire, because the billionaire is never wrong. So if the billionaire is about to do something that could be characterized as wrong, you better stop him from doing it or you're taking the blame for it. It's that simple, because the billionaire isn't wrong. The current state of the Giants isn't John Mara's fault, even if it is. It's not Steve Tisch's fault, even if it is. And that's what you sign on for when you decide to accept a paycheck that is signed every other week by a billionaire. And that's it in a nutshell. Mara and Tisch bungled the Eli Manning benching, but they expected their most trusted and valued employees to protect them from that bungling. McAdoo made it worse, and Reese did nothing. That's it. That's your explanation. That's why it happened. And now they're going to do it again. How can we trust Mara and Tisch? If I'm a Giants fan, I'm going to say, hey, guys, why don't you take this one off? Sit this one out. Find someone else to hire the next coach, because you guys apparently thought McAdoo was the answer. And anybody who gets it knew from the moment he showed up in the giant David Burns suit that McAdoo doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
That wasn't good.
I mean, but seriously, and I wish I'd been more committed to that at the time, because I thought, oh, man, this is so petty and superficial to be making fun of a guy who's wearing a suit that is 10 sizes too big for him. No, it's not. Because, look, there is a very important component in a public job like that to creating the impression that you're not a complete and total nincompoop. And when you show up wearing that suit to your introductory press conference for a team that plays in the biggest media market in the world, you're a nincompoop. And why in the hell is this person the head coach of the New York Giants? It was a bad fit from the beginning, literally and figuratively. And now the people who hired McAdoo have to hire the next coach and the next GM. And they're relying upon Ernie Accorsi, the guy who essentially is the godfather of the current mess that they had to flush. He handed the baton to Jerry Reese. He hired Tom Coughlin, who hired Ben McAdoo. And now what you're going to get is some crony or buddy or family member or friend of Ernie Accorsi. That's what you're going to get. Anytime you hire one of these consultants, you're hiring whoever they would hire. And hopefully, from the consultant's perspective, it's someone who can be influenced. Because now Ernie Accorsi can pull the strings again. Because whoever gets the job will feel gratitude. When we return, no gratitude from the league office toward Rob Gronkowski, his suspension, and where it goes from here. We'll be back right after this.